Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Not a good day for O'Neal Cruz yesterday. His average has sunk back to 100. He was 0 for 5, I believe, with 4 strikeouts.
200.
What did I say?
100.
He's not there yet.
He's not there, but he's trending towards it.
He's not there yet. He's at 200. Having said that, I would give zero thought to sending him to the minors. How about you? What do you do with this situation?
I guess it makes no sense to send him down. He looks so overmatched again to me. 0 for 5 yesterday, 4 strikeouts. He's down to 200. His on-base percentage, .247.
Yes.
I mean, we laughed at Mario Mendoza, the Mendoza line. He's right there. And this is what's troubled me all along. 67 strikeouts, 11 walks. His plate discipline is terrible. And I see you mentioned, and I saw it too, what Neil Walker apparently said about it.
Yeah, we're going to listen to that in a moment. All of that's very true. But Mario Mendoza wasn't on pace to hit 33 homers and drive in 109 runs.
No, that's true too.
109 runs. So he's at least been a run producer for them. You know what I mean? He can't hit breaking balls, and the best way for him to see major league breaking balls is in the major leagues, in my opinion. I got off the send him down train a while ago. I was on it, and you know, if the average gets down to...
How much lower, Joe? 200.
Ridiculous level.
It is ridiculous level.
Well, I'm
200 is ridiculous. That's not a big league hitter.
But it's just a bet. But 32 home runs is a big league hitter.
I know, but you said...
So which do you value more?
You said if it gets ridiculous...
If it gets to 170, 160, and he's just flaming out of the league. But I value home runs and RBIs way more than batting average, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I just... You know, again, we had Bob Walk on a couple weeks ago said, when he hits it, he hits it. He just doesn't hit it very often. I don't know. And I know the game has changed. And I even asked Shelton this last week. It's changed. You know, in the days when I used to watch baseball, and I sound like an old man, 200 and all those strikeouts, you wouldn't be in the big leagues.
Well,
you just wouldn't be.
Unless you were Dave Kingman, and I pointed out that example, 204 with 39 homers.
I was never a Dave Kingman fan, but I guess I hear you.
Right, but in terms of has the game changed all that much, there's always been power hitters who don't hit for average, you know? And that's a good example is him and others. But the real point is, what would you do with him?
Yeah, you got to keep playing him. I mean, now, if this was June or something, I'd probably say send him down. I even speculated about that at the All-Star break, you know, and then he came out and he had flourished, hit a couple home runs, and now he's back in another one of those funks. I mean, I guess at this point of the season, they're not going anywhere. I don't know if they have anybody else to play. Let them figure it out here the rest of the year and see what happens.
I mean, there are guys who have been around here. Michael Chavis, 92 strikeouts and 13 walks. Brian Reynolds, 92 strikeouts. At least he has 42 walks, you know?
He also has more of a track record, but...
Well, he does, but in terms of strikeouts compared to walks, you talk about how the game has changed. I mean, guys strike out a ton these days.
Well, that's what I mean. The game has changed. You're right.
He might be on track to strike out the most ever of anybody, O'Neal Cruz. But I can't, I mean, if a guy delivers for me 35 home runs and 110 RBIs, a lot of it doesn't matter after that to me, you know, but his numbers are ugly. There's no denying that. His on base, you mentioned 247 and his OPS 653, which is both are horrible, horrible numbers, but he is producing runs. That's the one thing he continues to do. And not so much in the last week or so. But he's an interesting case, isn't he?
There's no doubt about that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
He's down to 182 this month, by the way.
I have not watched his, has he been okay in the field? I have not watched their
defense. For
the
most part, he still has a positive war rating, which combines fielding and hitting, and he's like third on the team in that. So I think his fielding generally has been pretty good.
I can't watch him, Joe. I can't watch him. They just don't interest me.
Oh, the Pirates in general?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I did see, you know, a little bit yesterday late, I saw them take the lead in the eighth or ninth, and I figured they're going to win. And then all of a sudden I turned it off. I had something to do, and I give up a walk-off home run, Will Crow. Bednar's been hurt, right?
Yeah, I don't care about them that much either, except I was watching that game, and I will say that Gamel was safe at home. Did you see his slide at home?
I did.
He put the hand down and then got tagged on the body. We looked at it slow motion. They took 2 seconds to review that, and they're like, no, he's safe. You know, catcher clearly didn't block the plate. He should have been safe, Ron. It was a miracle slide.
I didn't even pay much attention to it. I just was waiting to see if he was safe or out, and I assumed, but I didn't see the replay, that he was out.
Yeah, the umpire sucks, Ron. Well, half of them do anyway.
You can argue that.
Let's hear from Neil Walker. He was asked about the plight of O'Neill Cruz, who is sinking lower and lower in terms of batting average.
He's not making adjustments. That's clear as day. I mean, you can see that. He's getting exposed, especially with off-speed. Seemingly, he handled lefties fairly well in the minor leagues, and he's getting a little bit exposed here now. So, you know, this is kind of a sink or swim type of environment at the major league level, especially when pitchers say, "Oh, okay, you're going to swing it at pitches down and out of the zone, especially away from you." And guess what? That's where a lot of pitchers. That's how they stay in the big league. They throw, you know, they get ahead with fastballs. They expand, and if you start expanding with them, you're not going to have much success. So that's kind of the world that he's living in right now. And as you mentioned, the big thing people want to talk about is the skill set and the range in the field and exit velocity, and all those things are fantastic. But you know, he's got to do a better job of finding the barrel. And I'm giving him a pass as far as the numbers are concerned going through this year, because I know how hard that first year can be, or that first half year kind of in his case. But I'd love to at least see some adjustments. I'd love to see whether that be with two strikes, shortening up or widening out, or something along those lines to get him to the point where he's making contact in those 1-2, 2-2 counts, and he's not continually getting exposed day in and day out.
I'm with him there.
I can't argue with any of that.
I'm giving him a pass this year. I am, and I'm keeping him up this year because at this point, I mean, you could still send him down. They don't finish their season till about the same time the Pirates do.
Yeah, but
September 28th. I just don't see the value of it.
At this point, I'm with you. I mean, again, maybe if this was June and he was struggling like this, maybe, but not now. I'm okay keeping him up here. Again, you know, they're going to lose probably 100 games again. Does it really matter that he's going 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts? Probably in the grand scheme of things, no. If it helps him become better next year and the years down the road, then you'll look back at this and say it was well worth it.
I'm telling you this, though. There's not a lot of reasons up and down the system right now, offensively, to be wildly excited, Ron. There really isn't. I mean, which one of their pros? Now I see where Henry Davis, somebody tweeted out something today where he may profile better as a first baseman. There's questions about his defense. He's been hurt. Nick Gonzalez, we heard Keith Law.
I like Henry Davis as a catcher a lot better than a first baseman.
So do I. But if he can't play the position, that could be problematic.
I know.
Then we heard about Nick Gonzalez from Keith Law, just one man's opinion, but he wasn't tearing up the minors. He got hurt. All the other guys that they drafted last year in the very, very low regions of their system, Key Brian Hayes offensively, Cruz the mixed bag offensively, where you wonder, can he keep his head above water? Who's the offensive star here? Him? Who's it going to be?
I don't know, Joe.
You win with stars.
I don't know. I mean, Reynolds is their best player, right? I saw Collier tweeted out something the other day, like no Pirate has more than – well, I guess yesterday did Reynolds drove in 5 runs, right?
He did.
His total is, what, 43 now? I think when Collier tweeted this yesterday morning was something like, no Pirate has 38 RBIs. Aaron Judge has 100. Think about that.
Yeah, you're waiting for the cavalry to show up here with the young guys. And Sawinski, the same thing. I mean, it was fun to watch him hit homers. But can he actually hit long-term in Major League Baseball? I don't know. I thought this year would be different in terms of excitement level. And for a minute, it did. For a minute. You remember when Cruz came up, Sawinski came up.
Contreras,
Marcano, even Madris, even Cal Mitchell had a moment where you're like, wow, all these guys. Now, can any of them actually play long term? Like, where's the excitement level? Where's the production level with these guys? It hasn't been a great year for that, for advancing, you know, optimism regarding the Pirates' future. It just hasn't. Now, on the other side, Mitch Keller has provided some of that, right?
He's gotten better.
But he's not the type of guy that you're going to pay a ticket to go watch see. He's not blowing people away by any means, right?
Nope.
Has he ever had double-digit strikeouts one time in his career?
Did he get 10 the one time this year?
No.
Where he went 7 innings or 8 innings?
No, he didn't. He has never had double-digit strikeouts.
He's gotten better, though, a little bit. I mean,
he has.
You know, it gives me a little bit of hope that he's going to be at least a solid starter for them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.